taking a moment to gather all your crystals, pillows, blankets, eye pillows that you might need to take along this journey, and settling into a quiet space where you won't be disturbed for the next little while. Taking a moment to center, align your spine, whether you're lying horizontal or vertical. And slightly tuck your chin in. This allowing the energy to free flow up the Sushumna, allowing all the chakras to open. And calling in Archangel Michael to guide and sit with you with strength today. And calling in Archangel Raphael to bring in the energy of forgiveness and healing. And taking a moment to visualize white light all around you, clearing and cleansing the space. And visualize sealing in the space. And you can do this by creating a golden mesh around the room, sealing off all the walls and windows, the ceiling and floor with this beautiful golden mesh. And then re-amplifying the white light in the room and space. Simultaneously allow that white light to move through you now. Move through the layers of your aura into your physical essence. And just focus on releasing any tightness and tension in the body. Allowing the white light to move through you and release and help in facilitation of allowing all that no longer serves to be transmuted into that white light love frequency. And I'd like you to visualize again before you this beautiful raw and rather large amethyst crystal. Just sitting in front of you, radiating its energy to you, grounding you and the work that you've done and spent time in that base chakra. And behind you, I'd like you to visualize a beautiful raw citrine crystal. Again, as big as what feels. And this is going to bring in the new frequency of the sacral chakra. Feel the difference of both crystals in their presence of you now. Feeling into the difference that both of them create in your space. Anything that is behind us represents our past, and so the citrine is going to be working with us today to be clearing any lower vibrations, any patterns, any conditionings with both within our lineage and our current life and past life that no longer serve us in our relationships, not only with others, but particularly with ourselves. And taking a few deeper breaths now as you draw your attention to the sacral chakra, the area that sits just below the navel. And without judgment or attachment, simply begin to become aware of any feelings, any observations, anything that you're beginning to see, any colours. Perhaps you're already being taken on a bit of a journey through a story. Ask that any colours be now shown to you within that current sacral chakra area, and perhaps you see that spanning right across that lower abdomen or very minutely in one particular area. Take a note whether you're seeing more of an imbalance on any particular side. And when you're ready, I'd like you to visualize a six-pointed lotus beginning to open within your sacral chakra. And you may see it comes with a natural or organic color. Just trust the color that it comes with. And as it opens, we place inside of it a beautiful seed. We coat that seed with a little bit of etheric soil. We get a little watering can and we give it a water. And as we do, the lotus begins to feel more voluptuous, feel more alive, and it begins to show you its true, authentic orange color in such a vibrance. And you can see and feel that with this chakra now becoming aligned and balanced, that all around it becomes aligned and balanced. It becomes an energy that feels like it's locking into place, becoming grounded, clearer. And travel down the Sushumna to the base chakra now, where you reignite the frequency and the energy of the base chakra. See that beautiful four-petal lotus opening into a vibrant red. See the seed that you planted opening, beginning to grow. See the work that you've spent in this chakra beginning to blossom. And then continue that energy down deep into the core of the earth, planting and rooting in the base and the sacral chakra now. And take an inhalation with a releasing exhalation. Feel the balance and the seeds and the clarity. And then we're going to visualize before us now, standing in the amethyst crystal, someone from your past, present, or future. They come forth now. Trust who you see. And visualize any cords of connection coming from you to them, or from them to you. Just allow those cords to show themselves to you now. These cords are no longer serving your relationship and are not built from love vibration. And you are both ready to let them go and complete the karmic contract between the two of you and move into a higher frequency of relationship with each other. So ask now that all your cords be returned to you and watch them ricochet back into your being. And then ask that all cords that they have in you be released now too and returned to them. Feel the energy between the two of you clearer and offer any forgiveness where you may have not forgiven yourself for things that have occurred within your relationship or where you haven't forgiven them. Release that up to Archangel Michael. And let him surrender it to the light. And when that feels complete, you will know, because this person will simply walk away, often with a smile. And do this again with another person. See someone else come forth and stand in the amethyst crystal. Gaze into each other's eyes for a moment before becoming aware of the cords that lie between you. See the cords that you've put in them return to you now. You might understand where they're going into in them, you may not. Just trust that you have all the knowledge that you're meant to in this moment. And then likewise see the cords coming from them to you, seeing them, you might see them hooking in. Just ask that they be released and returned to them now. And likewise, seeing any unforgiveness between you floating out from each being, yourself and theirs, and up to Archangel Michael to be transmuted into the love vibration. And as you see that complete, you'll see them walk away. And now I want you to turn around and see within the citrine crystal yourself reflecting back to you. See the cords of the past that you have anchored into you that are no longer serving you and release them now into your past, into your past self, with love and light. You do not need to take these forward with you anymore. It is done, and so it is. Offer compassion and kindness and peace for your past self in the citrine crystal. And thanking your past self for teaching you everything you know today. For without that, you will not have the wisdom that you walk forward with in this moment. And you will know when that feels complete, as you will see a sense of peace come across your past self. You may like to embrace your past self at this point, because you are always one with the different layers and aspects of yourself, and can go back and visit, reparent, and offer kindness and support to any part of your past self at any point in time. Providing nurture, love, and all the affections that you so desired in that timeline. And as you see that past self disappear or walk away with peace, you see and feel the citrine and the amethyst rise up above now, up to where Archangel Michael is. And return to Source. And Archangel Raphael now coats your entire auric field in a beautiful green healing light. You see and feel your sacral chakra activated and emanating the beautiful orange light out to meet the green light in your auric field. You see these two lights intertwine, connecting you to the heart ray. And thanking Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, knowing that you too can call on them anytime. And beginning to bring awareness back into your physical body. Feeling into your toes, your fingers. Hearing the sounds around you. Becoming conscious of the room, the space you're in. Releasing the golden seals. And you can expand that white light if you wish to circumnavigate the planet. And when you're ready, grabbing your journal and spending a moment from this state of being to write down anything that you felt, anything you experienced. And sending love and light.